Maryland's news now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
The judge in the George Zimmerman trial has given the jury instructions as they begin to deliberate the charges against him. Zimmerman, of course, is the former neighborhood watch volunteer accused of second-degree murder after he shot and killed teenager Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman claims self-defense. And this just in, the jury apparently already has a question for the judge. They want to know if they can have an index of all the evidence. Jacob Sullum is a nationally syndicated columnist and senior editor of Reason Magazine and Reason.com, and he joins us with his perspective. He had said Zimmerman should be acquitted. Jacob, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
After listening to more of the case and possibly hearing the closing arguments, you still feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite clear if you listen to the prosecution's closing arguments that they haven't met the standard of proving guilty on a reasonable doubt. They kept resorting to this theme where they would say that Zimmerman was responsible for setting these events in motion, right? Because if he had just continued on to target, if he hadn't stopped to follow this teenager that he thought was suspicious, none of this would have happened. Trayvon Martin would still be alive, and all that may very well be true. That doesn't prove that he's guilty of manslaughter, let alone second-degree murder. So the fact that they kept reverting to that theme tells me that they're hoping the jury will want to hold Zimmerman responsible in some way.
In some fashion.
For Trayvon Martin's death. Yes, and so there's a danger for him that instead of going for second-degree murder, which I don't think they will, they didn't present any plausible case for that, that they'll go for the lesser-included charge of manslaughter, even though that also has not been proven, because they will feel like they want to hold him responsible in some way, because I feel like he did something wrong, and you know, I think he did do something wrong, but not what he did wrong was not, at least according to the evidence that was presented by the prosecution, it didn't amount to manslaughter.
I know that you're not an attorney. Are you an attorney? You're not an attorney, right?
I'm not an attorney.
So I'm just going to ask you, and I know you've written about this. So from the evidence that you have heard and from what you know about the case, should he have been charged with anything?
I'm not sure about that.
And I'm wondering if you would have felt differently if the original charges were manslaughter.
Yes, I mean, it was definitely overcharged, which gave the appearance of responding to political pressure. The police department's position, of course, the former police chief, is that they investigated it adequately. They decided there wasn't enough evidence for probable cause. You know, you need probable cause to arrest somebody. In this case, under Florida law, you need probable cause to believe that he did not act in self-defense, right? So they needed that kind of level of proof. Of course, that is much lower than a level of proof you need to actually convict someone, right? So the fact that he was not, the prosecution is not able to convict him, assuming that's what happened, does not mean he shouldn't have been arrested. So I'm not quite sure. At the time, I felt like an arrest was justified. But the more I hear about this case, the more plausible his self-defense claim seems, although I'm still not fully convinced by that. I mean, I'm not 100% sure he's telling the truth, but you don't have to be. You know, you have to believe that it's reasonable to think he may have acted in self-defense. That's all he needs for an acquittal.
All right. Well, the jury's at it. We'll have to see what happens, and maybe we'll talk with you afterwards because I'm curious to see what the reaction's going to be, and I'm sure you'll have some thoughts on that, too. Jacob Sullum,
sure.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.